For this morning's message, let us welcome Reverend Arlene Farrow to the podium. Woo-hoo!
Good morning.
Good morning.
The love in me greets the love in you. When I have an opportunity to speak to fellow light workers, I take that as an invitation to pause and review the ongoing themes of the day. I ask myself, what are the archetypal themes that are being played out before our very eyes? What gems of truth can I uncover that remind us of the personal and collective power available to us when we tap into our metaphysical and spiritual toolbox? The next step in developing my thoughts is to invest more time seeking out and soaking up the wisdom of embodied as well as no longer embodied wise ones, especially those of astrology, spirituality, and the martial arts traditions. So, throughout, I'll be sharing quotes and thoughts from various sources that I have found useful as I navigate this often confusing, fast-paced, and revolutionary time. Here's a timeless truth, as relevant in 2026 as it was when uttered by the 8th century Chinese poet Laiman Peng. Before enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. After enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. Consistently, across the various philosophical spectrums, there is a recurring theme encouraging us to be here now. Wayne Dyer. Lee Harris, intuitive and channeler of the Z's, says, it's time to let the fullest version of ourselves bear fruit for self and others. Know that however we go about facing the day, all suggests that it's time to live our life as if it is for real, because it is real. On February 20th, the planets Saturn and Neptune came into conjunction in the 0 degrees of the sign of Aries for the first time since 7000 BC. Such a momentous aspect. Astrologically, the alignment will shape our collective experiences until 2033. As with previous Saturn-Neptune conjunctions, expect the death of outdated institutions and visions. Now, Saturn, the second largest planet, rules discipline, long-term commitment, and accountability. Saturn asks you to face reality as it is, not as we wish it to be. Saturn is all about social constructs, social programming, and social rules. In contrast, the planet Neptune is a slow-moving planet associated with the impulse to connect ourselves with something greater and higher than ourselves. It rules dreams, desires, illusions, as well as delusions and spirituality. It stays in each zodiac sign approximately 14 years and has the effect of shaping a generation's collective imagination, artistic trends, and also what they collectively desire. When Saturn and Neptune travel together, it feels hard to create solid structures of the material variety. Saturn wants structure, discipline, and clear lines in the sand. At the same time, Neptune's influence blurs boundaries and definitions. Plans feel unclear and hard to carry forward, while once what felt stable can dissolve or lose meaning. As mentioned before, this Saturn-Neptune mashup is taking place at the beginning of the astrological sign of Aries, Now, Aries energy is all about initiation, bold action, and new beginnings.
Amen.
So, take the first step. Sign up for that class. Choose something small to connect your inspiration with actual action. But don't expect instant clarity, but do take advantage of this rare Saturn-Neptune opportunity to combine Neptune's creativity and vision with Saturn's structure, commitment, and willingness to go the distance. One thing is for certain, with Saturn-Neptune in the first degree of the zodiac symbolizing new beginnings, this conjunction is a threshold moment, a time to plant seeds for the new earth. What we begin now matters. What we start to create now holds potent long-term significance. As such, we are asked to be very intentional with our choices, our commitments, and our actions. The planets Saturn and Neptune come together approximately every 36 years. The previous Saturn-Neptune conjunction was in 1989, and as you may recall, 1989 was a year filled with significant historical events. At that time also, there was a general loss of faith in governments and traditional institutions. What happened during the 1989 Saturn-Neptune conjunction in the sign of Capricorn? The fall of the Berlin Wall, which symbolized the end of the Cold War and collapse of communist Eastern Europe. Also, Nelson Mandela was released after a 27-year incarceration. During this cycle, the World Wide Web began to remove communication barriers, fundamentally changing how social networks and media operated. Also notable, on one hand, the AIDS epidemic reached a high point, yet on the other hand, Dr. Jonas Salk unveiled the first effective polio vaccine in June 1989. These events highlight the typical themes of a Saturn-Neptune conjunction, the dissolving Neptune of established structures, Saturn. Never fear, though. We have made adjustments before, and we are capable of doing so again. This is how we grow. Blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be bent out of shape. In fact, emulating nature's strategies for growth, we need stressors to develop. For example, in the early 1990s, trees inside the Biosphere 2 in Arizona grew rapidly but unexpectedly toppled over before maturing. Scientists discovered that the lack of wind in the sealed artificial environment meant the trees never developed something called stress wood, a crucial dense tissue that allows trees to withstand pressure and support their own weight. The environment lacked wind, and wind is essential for trees as it creates stress that forces them to grow deeper root systems and stronger, more flexible and resilient structures. Known as a powerful analog for human resilience, the stress wood produced in response to adversity is necessary for long-term growth, maturation, and strength. Here's an insightful quote from Megan Hall Manx. "I had to make you uncomfortable, otherwise you would have never moved," signed the universe. Again, we can adapt to change. We already have many, many times. Give yourself permission to make changes. As light workers, we can embrace how things are going as well as what they are becoming. Don't be afraid to make different choices in how you show up. As you evolve, though, be aware that some may be uncomfortable with how you're showing up now. and that's okay. Know that awakening is not changing who you are, but discarding who you are not, Deepak Chopra. Be where you are completely. Let's start from that. Let your light shine. What you do does make a difference in the vibration of the planet. Moving forward requires grace and resilience, the ability to keep going through difficult circumstances. Here are some stories of amazing, inspirational, resilient people and what we can learn from them. Nelson Mandela, grace through adversity. Imprisoned for 27 years for standing against apartheid, Nelson Mandela emerged not bitter or broken, but full of purpose and grace. He didn't let anger or revenge consume him. Instead, he led South Africa into a new era of unity and healing. He said, "Do not judge me by my success. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got up again." Bethany Hamilton, you are more than what you lose. Professional surfer Bethany Hamilton lost her arm in a shark attack at age 13. Less than a month later, she was back on the water. She went on to compete professionally, write books, and inspire millions around the world. She said, "I don't need easy, I just need possible." And Viktor Frankl, finding meaning in the darkness. As a Holocaust survivor and neurologist, Viktor Frankl endured unimaginable suffering in the concentration camps. In his best-selling book, Man's Search for Meaning, he explained that those who found meaning even in pain were the ones who did survive. His wisdom words, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." Yes. Time to call on your resilience. Pull out your metaphysical toolbox. Use Unity's 12 powers of wisdom, strength, imagination, and faith. Be fully present with this time of growth and change. As Dr. Margie Worrell says, change happens in circles, not rows. What ripples are you spreading? Blessings.
What'd I tell you?